the tissue that would come off the bodies when you're working on them, and it'd be on the floor. Well, it was my job in the evening to be sure and pick up all these parts. There was one other guy by the name of McWhorter, and he also picked up debris. And we stayed friends all of our lives.
So definitely you worked throughout the whole time. Now, was that to pay for the tuition?
I imagine that was because I lived in an apartment. I know the apartment was $25 a month. There were three of us that lived in this apartment. I think it was about $15 that we had to come up with every month. We didn't go anyplace. Nobody had a car or anything, except one fella from Iowa. He had a Cord car, convertible top with the pipes coming out the side, kept it in the fraternity house, and nobody got to drive it. But one time he had to go home for some reason or other in a hurry, and his dad did not want him driving home. Go get on the train over in Illinois, in Iowa someplace. And so I took him down to the train station in his car, and I was driving the thing back home, back to the apartment. And somehow or other, I killed the engine, and I couldn't find the starter button. And this cop came over, and he said, "Move it." And boy, he meant it, because their cars were backed up all the way back down the street in both ways. "Move it." I don't know how to start it. He said, "Move it." And I just pushed down real hard on the clutch, and the starter button was under the clutch, and the car started, and I got out of there. But I never will forget holding up traffic in the middle of Chicago.
Now,
but when he said, "Move it," he meant it.
You went ahead and finished all of schooling before you went in.
No,
okay.
I was in clinic. The clinic was about almost a block square. The seniors ran the clinic. Of course, they had people who were hired there, but they also had the students were the ones who really did the work. In 1941, was the end of 41, was Pearl Harbor. You wanted to know where I was at that time. I was sitting on top of my bunk in the apartment house that we three of us lived in when we heard that Pearl Harbor had been bombed. Well, everybody about went crazy. I don't think there was any school the next day, as I remember. Everybody on the streets, even. It was really a time of discord. Then we went back to the regular academic thing, and I was in clinic. I was a senior at that time. Oh, in about a couple of weeks, everybody had a number, and they had the drawing for the draft. And the automobile showrooms in the front windows of the... And you could watch your own number come up on the glass. They would change it every two or three days, and you would be drafted when your number got up to the top. So I could watch my number come up. And when it got up to pretty close to the top, and I knew it wouldn't be very long before I'd get a nice letter saying, "Uncle Sam wants you," I decided I'd go into the cadet corps. I went downtown to the Chicago Theater and told them I wanted to take the test. So I don't know, maybe a day or two or something. But they had taken all the seats out of the theater and put a little desks in there, little square things of maybe 18-inch top on them. And there must have been about 2,000 desks in that place. They were all over every place. And the tests were general aptitude, of course, and that was the beginning of the automatic pencils that had lead that would, you could run it through a machine and you could tell whether the guy passed or not. The test took about 3 hours. You could quit early if you wanted to. So I went down and everybody got in there, and the sergeant finally got everybody. He got everybody all calmed down and explained what they're going to do, and then he said, "Does anybody have any problem? Anybody have any problem now? Because it'll be 3 hours." The Polish people lived down by the slaughterhouses. They were big people. And this one great big Polak got up at the back and he said, "Sir, I don't have any lead in my pencil." And boy, I mean, the place went absolutely berserk. All those men in there, about 2,000 guys in there, and they just went wild. Well, it took about 15 minutes finally to get everybody calmed down. And the sergeant got up again. He said, got any problems. Somebody would go, hee, 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 and the place would break up again. And it was about a half hour before they even got started on that test. That was the wildest test I've ever been in.